Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
7:04 a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. Guys, you know in this profession, the things that you do that you kind of like feel like you have to do because it goes along with the territory? And then there's some things that you're given that you feel fortunate to be part of because it's something special. Friday night was the latter. It was a thing that I did with the Orioles that I felt fortunate to be a part of because it was special. We had happy hour from 6 to 8 p.m. at PBR in Power Plant Live, a bar that I'm ashamed to say that I've never been inside of.
Oh, lots of snow bunnies.
Yeah, bull riding ain't really my thing.
So bull riding?
Yeah, ain't my thing.
I thought you meant...
So we went in, and Orioles, along with Brandon Hyde, were guest bartending the event. Now, I told you Brandon Hyde was there. Gunnar Henderson, Adley Rutschman, Jordan Westberg, Jackson Holliday, Ryan Mountcastle, Ryan O'Hearn, and Albert Suarez.
You got to have somebody in there because that was the whitest party ever.
It was. Like Ed said, it's a fraternity party, a frat house. So they were there, and they were doing, they were guest bartending. But a funny thing happened along the way, Jeremy.
What's that?
There was also karaoke. Now, the karaoke was for the people that were there, the people that were part of the event, not the players. Everybody came up, they signed. In fact, Jeff Arnold did Friends in Low Places.
I could see that with his voice.
Rock the crowd. Let me give Jeff some props. Jeff Arnold rocked the crowd because he had a little bit of Wayne Newton in him.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Putting the mic out there and getting people like, you know, what's the next line? You know, he entertained the masses. And when I say Wayne Newton, I don't mean it in an insult. He was rocking the crowd, man.
Dunker Shane.
He was a showman about it. Hats off to you, Jeff. But then, out of nowhere, they announced the next person that's voted to do karaoke, and Colton Cowser, who was the team clown, and I mean that in a good way, grabbed the mic and said, oh, we want to do some karaoke. And he got Ryan Mountcastle up on stage. And Ryan Mountcastle did karaoke, a song that I don't really know. And all the players were up.
Was it a country song?
I don't know. Dancing either where they were at the bar or on the stage. And it dawned on me. Gunnar Henderson is one of the best players in the league. Am I right?
Sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Adley Rutschman is arguably the best catcher in the league. If not number one, he's number two. Am I right?
Yep.
Top three at least, right?
Yeah.
Colton Cowser was a rookie of the year candidate last year.
Should have won.
You know, Ryan Mountcastle has hit 30 home runs in this league before.
Yeah.
You've got legit players who were there. How many times do we go events with these players and they act as if they don't want to be there?
Often.
Most of the time, am I right?
Yes.
Yeah. A lot of the time.
And the only ones that act like they want to be there are the scrubs on the team who are probably just happy to be here.
Yeah.
You don't get the best players on your team, number one, all participating together at any public event. And on top of that, they're not just there. They are the lives of the party.
Yeah.
That's what they were. The players turned along, and Jeff Arnold, they turned the party out, dude. It looked like, the funny part about it is, this was towards the end. Like when you think they just kind of want to go home, all right, we did our time. This thing extended past the time.
Now,
because they just rocked the house.
Would you say that some people would say they were life of the party because they told a joke or two, or was there? Was there something else that happened and transpired during it?
They were doing karaoke. Oh, okay. Maverick. they were doing karaoke. I just thought, I just.
Why you don't get up there and sing?
You don't. man, you know, you want me to sing, I pay. I thought, you don't normally see that with the best players, not only on the team, but some of the better players in the league. And I hate to say this, because I'm coming from a different vantage point. I've been part of FanFest. I've been part of Caravan. I prefer Caravan.
Yeah, I think it's a pretty good idea.
I prefer a caravan.
But you're getting the guys out of their element.
Yeah, man.
You know, like, it's fun.
And they're traveling around the state.
You got a, I'll say this much. You've got a lot of young players on this team that I think are really fun. I was telling Rob, like, Colton Cowser to me seems like kind of the guy that's going to keep everything light.
Yeah.
And then you've got some other guys a little bit more reserved. But when you see Adley and Gunner together, it's like a huge bromance between the two.
Dude.
When they were singing in the car and Adley's like recording him, it's just.
Yeah, dude. You see him playing basketball?
Oh, Gunner, you could tell. Adley, I don't know that he ever had played before that day. Gunner, you could tell that dude balled in high school.
Yeah.
Great form, jump shot.
Adley was just.
I was like, what's he doing? Mm-mm, don't do that. That guy played college football and college baseball, and don't nobody ever showed him a basketball in his whole life.
Didn't have time for everything.
World-class athlete.
When he shot the ball, I said, ooh.
By the way, one of my favorite things to do now is with the NBA package, they show you the in-game stuff that's going right on at the arena, and they always have these events where it's like, all right, if you make all four shots, you win $10,000. And then you watch a guy try to make the layup, and it's like, oh my God, have you never seen a ball before? It's round. Like, throw it off the backboard. You watch them, and it's like, you thought the rim was 15 feet high? And granted, I'll give you this. It's so bad, but when you're watching it live, like, people don't realize it. When you're in front of a crowd like that, your feet feel like they weigh about 50 pounds.
Oh, I realize it.
Yeah.
Oh, I realize it. But I've been there, done that.
That's with every sport, though. Do you ever watch the Ravens play softball?
Oh,
the only person that you could tell was Flacco.
Yeah.
Because he played baseball.
Well, Sam Cook was the best athlete out there.
Well, Cook is a great athlete. Oh, yeah. But I mean, Flacco, you could tell, was a baseball player. He was knocking the crap out of the ball. Some of these guys look like they've never held a bat in their hands.
Well, Terrence Cody, I think his arms were pointing the wrong way when he was crossing the bat. And I'm going, what the hell are you doing, man?
Yeah. What'd you ask him?
I said, what the hell are you doing? Arms, I'm like, he's chopping down.
How far away from where you at?
I said that under my breath.
Terrence Cody was a rather large man.
He stepped on me on a fly ball when we were playing in a charity softball game. My foot ain't never been the same. Stepped on my foot.
In fact, your foot was still maybe attached to his cleat.
Terrible, man.
410-583-1057. It was a great event, and it was just great to see, as you said, Jeremy, the players out of the element. Yeah. Doing something different.
I mean, but I think that's the cool part. Like, people like hearing the players mic'd up.
Right.
They like stuff like Hard Knocks because you get to see a different side of them. You get to hear them talking behind the scenes. And it'd be great if they didn't know the camera was around them and you got to see them in their own element.
Right.
But they have to obviously know.
Shovels at 7:45, but the Orioles aren't the only ones in the community. A former Baltimore Raven is also in the community doing a good thing. We'll talk about Ray Rice up next on The Fan. 7:15 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. You know, we get a lot of bad news. Well, not a lot. We get bad news with athletes, and we run with it for days because people love to talk about the sensational news, especially bad news from athletes. And you know that as much as anybody. And not just athletes, but people in general. When you're in the public spotlight, when something bad happens, people want to run with it. Mm. And the speculation begins and all the rumors, and I heard this and I heard that. Whether it's true or not, it comes to light.
Yeah, I got this from John Miller told me. Someone who spent his life in the media said the only thing, because when I was going through my stuff, he's like, the only thing the media loves doing more than building someone up is tearing them down.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what they do.
I heard people always talking about, how can Patrick Mahomes bounce back for when they're not Super Bowl contenders anymore? The man's going to go for a three-peat. You're already talking about that? Right. I'm going to talk about that when it happens. Yeah. But that's what we want. We want to build the story before the story becomes a story. Well, I say that because we all know what Ray Rice, what happened with him.
Yeah, we saw.
We saw the video, and I don't think people really jumped on him. The video was out there. You can come to your own conclusions based on the video. And we also have seen the resurrection of his life and his career. And over the weekend on Friday, it was announced by Milford Mill Athletics, Milford Mill over there off Washington Avenue on the west side of the county, not too far from Woodlawn. They named former Ravens running back Ray Rice head coach of the JV team. This is on Friday. Very interesting that he's the JV football coach. And a lot of people ask, well, why is he JV? Because he's humble and he knows, he has an impact. If you think he's not going to have an impact on a varsity team, then you're fooling yourself. This is the head position for the JV team. And who do I want developing my young players more than Ray Rice?
Yeah, that could be something, too, where maybe this is something Ray is really looking into that he wants to do and move up. But this is just a good jumping off point because I guess if you had the chance to be a coordinator on a varsity team or run your own team, maybe this is the better option, depending on what he wants to do.
Who knows? Most of the time, when you're the JV coach, you have a role on a varsity team, mm-hmm. especially in football. But I think it's wonderful that this is what he's doing in the community. Back in the community, these guys aren't from Baltimore. It seems like they always, especially the football players.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They lay their anchors in Baltimore when they're done.
I think that's a testament to the fans and the team, though, right?
I think it's
a testament to the team, for sure. I agree with you. I mean, he's from New York. I mean, he's
New Rochelle.
Yeah, Mount Vernon in particular. And but, I mean, he's, you know, he chooses to be here. He's going to coach your kids here now. We all know him personally on some level. I think he's a really good person. I like Ray. He's a nice guy. I've always had good interactions with him. He's just a good human being.
Yeah.
And the worst, you know, the worst incident of his life was captured on video. And I always said this at the time, what if that happened to you? The worst thing you've ever done in your life was recorded on video and shown to the world. How would you, how would you fare? So don't judge others.
I wouldn't fare well at all.
Me either. So it's like, that's why I say to people.
I think I'd be okay. Hypocrite.
Yeah, because you don't leave your room.
I'm glad Twitter wasn't around. I'm glad Twitter wasn't around when I was in my 20s.
Absolutely.
I'd be canceled big time.
Yeah. So anyway, but I'm happy he's back at it. I see him at Lifeman once in a while.
Yeah.
I've run into him with different things. Did a podcast right after I was going in for a podcast. He was just leaving. We were talking about, we were talking about Tonal. You know that workout thing? I think LeBron was pimping for a while. It's a screen.
Yeah, I love it.
He says it's the best thing he's ever used.
Yeah. I don't have one. My buddy has one.
Yeah, he's got one. It's with Ray. He said, and he's access to the best equipment on the planet as a pro athlete. He said, that's the best thing I've ever used.
Huh? Have you ever heard if you got a door, you got a gym? Huh? Jake had everybody doing it, right? There's a door. Gym. Boom.
No, I bought the Lamar's workout.
It was
a shopping cart with a box of dumbbells in it. Yeah.
Yeah. These are 2.5 pounds? Great.
Wow. That's wow. How hard to say.
Oh, man. But, again, with Ray, I mean, we go back to this stuff now.
Craig, our buddy, says, the wives are from here.
Yeah.
Right.
That's why they stand here.
No, but in all honesty, I agree with what Ed was saying. I mean, when the Ray Rice stuff came down, it's like, oh, because we all loved him. I mean, and still do, but it's just one of those things. You can't defend that no matter how much you want to try. It's just, and again, Ed's right. The if you look at the worst thing you ever did and nobody knows it, the thing that most embarrassed you and everybody got a chance to see it, think about how people would feel.
Can you
about
imagine?
Anything. Yeah. If you guys were able to sneak in and hear some of the things that Ed says in bed, man, you guys would think differently of him.
Yeah, that's what you say, too.
I love how everyone thinks they're fit to judge others.
Yeah,
she married him. That's none of your business. It's like, they seem to patch things up. Mm. Mind your own business.
Your business. Mind it.
Speaking of minding your own business, so... yesterday was Groundhog's Day.
Yeah.
Yes.
And the groundhog's supposed to tell you whether they saw the shadow or not. Ed, what did the Italian groundhog see?
The Italian groundhog said, I didn't see nothing.
I told your story yesterday.
That was pretty funny. I sent that to the
I didn't see nothing.
I didn't see nothing. He was asking me, saw a shadow. I didn't see nothing.
Yeah, nothing. I told your story yesterday of the guy that when you had the Italian person, and it was like, does anybody here speak Italian? And your buddy was like, the other police always like, I speak a little bit. And you walk up, he walks up and says, what's your name? Still one of my favorite stories. Oh, you do? Yes.
What's the
That's like the meme that has the guy. There's a guy on the ground. He goes, "We need a doctor." And he goes, "I'm a doctor." And he goes, "Good." He goes, "Of mathematics." He goes, "What are you gonna do?" -1. Sorry, he's dead.
I have the other. Because I'm such a like we all are.
Yeah.
I have a suicide in progress. Throw the guy in the back of the car with the rookie cop that finds him. The guy cut his wrist, raced to the hospital. He's talking about, this isn't that bad. He didn't sever anything serious. He's looking there. I go, what are you, a doctor? He's like, Yes, I am. He was.
Yeah, he wanted to be a cop.
Yes.
You ever said that?
He was moonlighting at St. Vincent's Hospital ER. I swear to you. It's like, yes.
It's a doctor. Like, what are you, a doctor? You got that big. Dude.
Yes.
Shrunk. 410-583-1057 is the number. Earlier, we were talking about Orioles Caravan, and Reds from Baltimore was hanging on since then. What's up, Reds?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Morning.
Oh, good morning to you.
As usual, man. You guys make the drive through 895 a little more tolerable.
Thank you, sir.
Just real quick about Ray Rice, man. Good for him and even better for the kids.
It is.
For me, man. They're going to get right. Right. So I'm very happy about that. You was talking about the caravan, Rob. I went to a fan fest or two, and you're right. This is different. It's the first time I was able to be a part of this. They came to... The place where I work at is called the Transformation Center in Brooklyn Park.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
By my church. And they showed up there on Friday. And just from the time they walked in the door, we had some kids there from our after-school programs. They interacted with them great, man. It was like they would rather be no other place than where they were.
Exactly.
They were doing it in a gymnasium.
I'm so glad you backed that up. Because people say, well, that's just your relationship. No, man. They act like they want to be there.
Rob, they pulled the basketballs out after. So we was bagging up. We do our food pantry on Saturdays. They helped us bag up all the food to get ready for Saturday morning. And we had our hoops down because we do this in the gymnasium. And they got the balls out. And their security guy, I'll put it like this. It was easier for us to get the balls from our after-school kids than it was for them to get the balls from Adley and Connor and Jack. They was just, like, I got videos of them running around with the kids. Like, it was amazing.
They're different, man.
It was truly amazing.
They're different. This is a different group of young men, not full of themselves. And I'm with you, man. They to me, this caravan is a lot more intimate with the fans than it is in that big building, the convention center, where you got to walk around
and hope. Forever.
Exactly. This is just so much more intimate, man.
And that's a great word, Rob. And I'm going to get off here and let you guys finish what you was talking about with Ray Rice, because he definitely deserves this as well. So, but intimate, you're right, Rob. That's a great word to describe. It was very intimate setting, and it was great, man.
Thanks a lot, Rez. Appreciate the call. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. I mean, that's why you love your teams here. You know, we talk about the Orioles and the caravan at 7 o'clock, and then Ray Rice becoming a JV football coach at Milford Mill at 7:15. This is why people fall in love with these teams, guys, because of the players.
Yeah, and again, I think we've all seen it when somebody wants to be there, when somebody doesn't want to be there.
Yeah, you can tell.
I've been around athletes that said, "Don't let anybody approach me. I just want to get in here and get out."
Yep.
Which I can understand after seeing what your schedule's like sometimes. Mm-hmm. But if fans heard that and you guys came out, and it was your one chance to see him, you get pissed off. And I think too, like when you see these Oriole players coming out and they're not just there, they're engaging, you know, they're talking to the fans. They're doing fun stuff. You're seeing them kind of, for lack of a better term, let their hair down. You know,
I saw James McCann last year at, a school doing a baseball clinic, and the town was wrapping up. And somebody went over to McCann and said, "Yeah, you want to wrap up right now? We only got like 7 minutes." McCann looked at them and said, "No, I'm good." "No, I'm good." Yeah. Like, almost like, "Go back over there. I'm good." You know, so that's the difference, man. And it means a lot. It means a lot to the fans. 410-583-1057 is the number. Jerry Bembry will join us at 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, I'm sorry, to talk NBA basketball. Two trades to talk about now. But on the other side of the road to New Orleans, the Eagles have more talent. Fellas, but is it enough to overcome the Chiefs' superior coaching? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. 7:34 in the a.m., Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Jeremy Kahn, would you agree that the Philadelphia Eagles had the more talented roster?
No question.
I mean, beyond a shadow of a doubt.
Yeah, I mean, on the offensive side, I mean, they're probably better at most positions except for maybe tight end and QB. I'd say across the board. I mean, you could probably pick and choose on some offensive line spots, but as a whole, Devonta Smith and A.J. Brown as your wide receivers.
Probably the best offensive line in football.
Yeah, and then when you go to the defensive side, I mean, they've drafted everybody out of Georgia, so they were going to be good.
Yeah.
You know, you look at that, they've hit on their first round and second round draft picks. Some people question Cooper DeJean, but he's been great this season. You know, good old Guantanamo Bay over there locking down one side of the field. So they've there's talent. There's a ton of talent on that side of the ball. So, yeah, they have more.
You agree to that, Ed?
I think they're the most talented roster in football, period. The only one that comes close is the Ravens, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, I think the Eagles have just incredible talent. They're loaded.
I think the Lions could have come close had they not got hurt as much. Yeah.
I mean, that's it's true.
Now, with all that being said, guys, is that enough to overcome the superior coaching of the Kansas City Chiefs?
Apparently, for a lot of people, no, it's not enough.
Well, a lot of people don't have this talented team, though.
Ravens did last year.
Yeah.
So with this, and somebody brought this up to me this weekend and said, though I'm concerned over this matchup. And I'm going, well, which one is it? Because the Eagles are better defensively, I think. I think the Eagles are even better on offense, believe it or not. The better running game. He goes, Andy Reid is going to coach circles around Sirianni. And I went, you know what? What do you, I mean, what would you put your money on? Coaching or the talent?
And coaching.
The problem is because, and it's not like Kansas City's devoid of talent. We're just, or talent. We're just saying that the Eagles are more talented when you go position by position. But I think Andy Reid's going to coach circles around this cat. But I still like the Eagles because that's, I do feel like they're the better team.
I think they're better team too, but I think Andy Reid's going to go circles around this guy.
That's why I'm on the under. I'm not touching the side.
I mean, we'll talk about it more.
You never touch the sides.
I have to. If I try hard enough, I can. But it takes a lot of effort going from one to the other.
He'll move his hips quickly.
When I dip, you dip, we dip.
When I move, you move.
It's, no, let me ask you this. I mean, you said coach circles around Sirianni, and I'll come to you on this, Ed. Is it because he's a superior coach to Sirianni, or is it just because Andy Reid is just that good?
I think Reid's just that good. When I watch the Chiefs, like we all do, you certainly get enough Chiefs to watch. I watch the things that happen on that field. And Mahomes is a great quarterback, obviously. But it's more than that. That game is so well scripted. The first 15 plays he's got written out, like the stuff you can't defend it. It's like indefensible. You can't defend it. And I watch him like, why can't everybody do that? Like, just look what he does and do that. Like, it's very hard to scheme against it. So, yeah, I think he's that good.
Hey, Jeremy, I asked you the same question.
I think it's both. I don't think Sirianni's a great. I think Sirianni reminds me a lot of Dave Roberts in baseball with the Dodgers. You get there because you have a talented team. And I think there's a lot of coaches in this league that are afforded opportunities because you have a very talented team. But when you have the most talented team and you don't get over the hump to get there, it gets frustrating. Sirianni getting there a couple times in his first couple years, you'd almost think they'd want to tip their cap to him. I just don't know. I mean, he does a lot of things when I'm watching games going, the hell are you thinking? Why'd you get away from the running game? Even before they got Saquon Barkley, they would get away from the running game all the time, and that was their bread and butter. So I just think you brought it up on Friday, Rob. Like, where does Andy Reid rank, I guess, in the pantheon of head coaches? And as I said, he's in my top three. He's in my top three coaches of all time.
Mm. Ed?
Where does he rank?
Yeah.
Man, he's got to be one of the greatest of all time. He just is. It's like,
he's tied for third most Super Bowls.
Yeah, I mean, the Super Bowl wins, and you know, I'm not going to diminish what he did with the Eagles either. How many NFC championships did he go to?
But he's another one of those perfect. He can't win the big game. We got to move on from him. What's he done in Kansas City?
Yeah.
Won the big game. What do you got to say now, Philly?
Including against Philly.
This is.
Yeah.
People build these narratives that don't hold water, and there's not enough data on it to say yes or no. But because we're so far apart from talking about these games year after year, it builds, it builds. And it's like, oh, this guy can't win in the postseason. Mm-hmm. What are you talking about? He won four games.
It's. Not true until it's true until it's not, though. I mean, you could say that about Lamar right now, but until he does, well, it was true about Andy Reid.
Yeah,
until he won one.
And then what are the people?
And another.
But that's why I'm saying, like, the criticism that people want to bring up, it's like, oh, he can't do it. And then he does it, and it's like, where are you? Where were you at? You said he couldn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I only said that because he hadn't done it yet. Well, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Because new things are happening all the time. We get new champions in sports, we get new MVPs, we get new. Whatever.
Lakers get new rosters.
Can't believe that move.
Shut up. You guys are going to get me to curse on the air today.
I thought about Ray Rice a little bit earlier. Huey wants to chime in. What's up, Huey?
Hey, good morning, Phil.
Good morning, man.
Good morning.
It was quite humbling for Ray Rice to go out there to nurture kids as a JV coach. That's pretty good. But what I want to talk about this morning is it was quite hilarious for Jeremy to get his history lessons of religions from South Park.
I'm kidding.
But my question to you, Jeremy, how do you know what Ed says in bed? That's kind of suspect.
Well, I mean, but I'm kind of suspect, so what do you want me to do? What do you want me to say?
Now, see, you messing me up, because now you just totally disarmed him.
Yeah.
Hey, Huey, give me that gun.
Surprise. It's like they say when you're being robbed, you should ask somebody what time it is. What time is it? What? What?
Oh. Huey came loaded. Jeremy just completely disarmed.
And by the way, if you know Ed, you know he said everything dirty in bed. It don't matter.
Jerry Bimbry joins us to talk about said NBA trade. Pause. But on the other side, Ed Norris, give it out shovels.
Yeah. Rob Long gets it.
I got to give you a little highlight of the weekend. It's probably the only negative experience I've ever had. I fly every other week. I had with TSA. I just shook my head at this guy. I'll tell you what he did.
If you have a shovel, give us a call. Give us a text, 410-583-1057. Hit us up on Twitter at BBMS1057 The Fan. Shovels next. Time to give out shovels. If you have a shovel, give us a call. Give us a text, 410-583-1057. Hit us up on Twitter at BBMS1057 The Fan. Ed Norris, got a shovel for us?
Yeah. TSA agent, Sarasota. Now, I always respect what they do because it's not an easy job. It's just, you know, people traveling, it's stressful. And, you know, you're dealing with stressed people who are in a hurry and you've still got to do your job and you got to be careful and things that seem stupid to the general public. I get it. They've got to take things out of your luggage and whatever. However, it can still be pleasant. Like, I'm getting on the plane yesterday to come home. And they steer me toward the magnetometer. And I said, this isn't going to work. I walked through. Sure enough, I set it off. And so the guys, I said, look.
Set it off on the left.
I said, I have a ton of metal in my body now. I said, I always set this off. He said, oh, you have to go through the bigger mission, the other mission. You know, the one that you put your hands up and it x-rays you and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So I go, but it's roped off. It's closed. So to get the guy, I don't know, the guy who runs that machine or whatever it is, clearly annoyed to be summoned from a sandwich. And I say this because, yes, I'm fat shaming. He was an enormously fat guy, comes waddling over and, you know, picks up they had like a movie theater rope, you know, the little thing with, you know, that stretches out. And he opens it up. I step in. He's harumphing.
Harumphing.
Yeah. Harumph-a-pum-pum.
That's what I thought of, too. That's what I thought.
I don't know what that meant.
So, you know how you just have to put your arms over your head and all this stuff? Mm-hmm. Well, I can't. So I get him up. They take one arm and they pull the bad arm up. And I'm like, all right. And I get it up. He's like yelling at me. He goes, pull it back further. I go, I can't. That's why I'm in this machine. I said, I've had both shoulders replaced. It's like, and he's still getting great. So I'm like, I'm trying. And he's not. So finally, I pull it back as far as I can. And of course, it takes a second. You go through. I swear to you, I'm not even out of the machine yet. And Humpty Dumpty is putting the rope back. It basically hip checks me out of the way. Doesn't say excuse me. Doesn't wait a second. Just like, boom, boom, click.
Excuse, please.
And I'm like, insane. I was like, kind of a douchebag are you, man?
Let's be honest for a second, man. I don't want to take too much a shovel time. I'll leave mine alone if I have to. But at moments like that, don't you look at people and think, you know, there's a time I would have whipped your ass, right?
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
Those are the moments, aren't they?
Yes.
You know, there's a time I really, really would have whipped your ass.
Yeah. And as broken down as I am,
I reserve the right to whip your ass. Exactly. I reserve the right to whip your ass right now.
It's funny you say that. I texted Celeste. I told her, I said, you're not going to believe what just happened. I'll tell you later. But I wanted to punch this guy in the throat.
I feel that sometimes. Sometimes I'm like, dude.
Totally unnecessary.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Jerk.
Well.
Can't go back to those days.
My shovel's going to a couple people at the Grammys.
Why?
Well, first off, I don't anybody that saw Kanye West and his wife, Bianca Cenzori. Cenzori's beautiful, great body, And Kanye, depending on who you believe, whether or not he's making her wear this stuff or that's what she wants to wear, takes off her mink coat or whatever it was, fur coat. And she just has basically a see-through onesie on. Like, you can see everything, so much so that they had to blur everything out. Now, I'm not complaining about it. She's a beautiful woman, but, like, really? That's what we're doing now? Like, are you... Is this what she wants to be doing? This is the attention that you see?
You think he forces her or she wants to?
Which there's a lot of people that say he forces her because there are things that were going on when they were in Europe of, I mean, she walking around wearing this stuff again, sexually making her do things out in public.
Right.
There were, you know, there's some interesting stuff. That's everybody knows Kanye is a weird guy. And that's not even the weirdest thing to me last night. What the hell was Jaden Smith doing? Do you see what he had on his head?
Yeah. He had a house, a building. he had a building on his head.
If you haven't seen this picture, if you wear something dumb as hell, like, yeah, it was that.
You point at me?
I'm not pointing at you.
I'm going to say.
I'm being animated with my hands.
You know damn well. Dude, I'm, shoot.
If these,
you know, I'm very businesslike. I don't do no crap like that.
If these celebrities want to wear goofy ass things for attention, because ain't nobody wearing a damn house on their head.
It's a building.
Then you make him wear it the entire show. Like, he can't take it off. If you take that house off your head, get your ass out. And by the way, they kicked Bianca and Kanye out and said they weren't even invited. They just showed up.
Real?
Yeah. So
you got to be invited?
I think so. Well, I mean, I guess maybe he had his tickets. I don't know.
I think we should just go one day.
You want to?
Show up.
Just claim to be someone famous?
Nah, just go.
I'm Tim Allen. Didn't you guys see me at Home Improvement?
I'm
Santa
Seal.
Claus?
Seal.
We're going to have to hold a screen up and throw some crap at your face.
Ah.
Look like coffee cake from...
It's messed up, man. My shovel goes to me. So yesterday morning, you might want to kill the music for this. So yesterday morning, I had another moment. I got my truck. And I'm looking for my keys, like, damn, my keys. Looking around, maybe I dropped them on the floor. No, they're not there. So I get out, close the door. I go in my pocket. Again, no. I go up to the door looking for the keys because I have a smoke area on my porch. I got an enclosed porch. Like, maybe I left them there. And I'm looking around for these keys. Ring the bell. Open the door. I look around for my keys. I know I have my keys. So I looked outside, so just so having a glance, and I saw smoke coming from my exhaust.
It's in the car.
I started my truck before.
You forgot about it?
Yeah, started it, went back in the house, let it warm up, and it was running the whole time, even when I was sitting in it, Jeremy.
How do you forget about that quick?
At least I found my keys.
Yeah.
No, it ran for a while. In my defense, I let it run for a while.
Yeah, I remember going to a football game when I first bought the hybrid, and I thought I'd push the button to turn it off because it's so quiet. Went over and played football for 2.5 hours. Came back, the damn thing is still running. I was like, man, how much gas did I burn up?
I'm not going to tell you, but this person I used to work with at Mount Carmel got out of his vehicle and left his car running all day.
All day?
Yeah. I'm not going to tell you, the name was Alex Brilski.
Oh, thank God you're not going to tell us.
I left it running all day. True story.
But those are the moments where you're like, do I tell people about this?
It's like, I do sports talk radio. I got to tell people about this.
I tell people about everything.
You got to tell people about it, man. I mean, you know. Listen, great man once told me, you got to go through life laughing at yourself. Because if not, you'll go through life with everybody else laughing at you.
That's true. So good advice.
Learn to laugh at yourself. World is stupid at 8:45, but on the other side, this is Jeremy Carr's favorite time of the show. We're going to talk to Jerry Bembry. What's going on in the NBA? Nothing to see here. But it was Big Bad Morning Joe on the Fan.